Okay, I'm Christoph Kemper of Link Research Tools here, and I have a very important question I want to talk about today. It's something that we encounter every day or every other day in our support. What about the MOS metrics? What about MOS DAPA? Why don't you use them in Link Research Tools? Why don't you use them in Link Detox? And the truth is, they are not helpful at all. If you look at these typical domain link sellers, PBN, SEO domain sellers, high DA expired domain for sale, DA43, PA42. Here is also mentioned TrustFlow and CitationFlow, which helped you give you an idea as well, a little bit more helpful. Spam score 0 probably refers to spam score as measured by MOS spam score, which is something that is a metric they developed with some experiments of trying to, you know, look at some on-page factors, and if there is a domain with a dash in it, it would be a higher spam score. This is certainly not something that Link Detox would call low risk just because of that, because spam is not defined by the content of the website. It's not defined by the name of the domain. I'm sorry, this is wrong. And when we talk about MOS DAPA, here is the other thing you need to know. When you look at links, you want to understand their trust and their power. The power as measured by PageRank in the past, but PageRank, Google PageRank, is not around anymore. It is not around since 2013, so there are other metrics required. MOS DA or PA does not answer the question how strong the backlink profile behind it is. The power as measured by LRT power does that. LRT power is very similar to the original PageRank patent, except that it's updated more often. And the other thing is, you want to measure authority or trust. And DAPA stands for page authority and domain authority. So D and P is just a scope, but it's just one dimension. You would measure authority or trust, as we call it in Link Research Tools. We call it Link Research Tools power. Link Research Tools trust as measuring the distance from a very trusted source. That is something that follows the TrustRank patent that was originally implemented. So in any case, if you use DAPA alone, you would only measure one dimension and not the strength of the link. I'm sorry, this is not what you want. You can do so much better. You can look at links by measuring their power. It's basically a logarithmic function, PageRank, more or less, and the trust, as similar to the TrustRank patent. There is very, very important information you need to know. These metrics are calculated on a link index. The bigger the link index, the more reliable the data. And if you have worked with MOS DAPA, you know why link sellers love DAPA, because they're so nice. DAPA is always an average. It's always in the 30s or 40s, maybe in the 20s. There's never, never, never a zero DAPA. And you know why that is? Because the index, the original link index of MOS, is small. It's minuscule compared to others. And when you have such a small index, you cannot differentiate between really, really great ones and really, really bad ones. And that is the problem. If you measure the web by just looking at a small part of the web, you will not get a helpful information at all. Got it? And so this is the real problem. It's not only that MOS DAPA is only just one dimension, it's also calculated on a too small index. How do we know? Because in Link Research Tools, we combine all the different data sources. We combined 25 data sources. We got more data than anyone else. People come to me and say, Christoph, where are you getting the data from? I don't see this in any other tools. And this is spot on. We have the biggest amount of data for your backlink profiles. And that means the most reliable power and trust measurement. If you just go for 10% of a link graph, calculating whatever you want to calculate on that is not helpful. But it is helpful for link sellers. Link sellers are happy. PBN builders that sell you their expired domains measured by DAPA are happy because they always look good. They cannot differentiate between the good and the bad stuff. And that's actually good for the link sellers, but it's bad for you as an SEO. It's bad for you as a link buyer, if you want. And LLT Power and LLT Trust has been used in the first Penguin updates. It has been used in the original Link Detox that we launched as the first Link Detox in 2012 already as a response to Google Penguin. Link Research Tools and LLT Power and LLT Trust helped understand which links caused the penalty. That's how good it was already in 2012. Can you imagine how good it's today? And that is the simple reason why I suggest that you use LLT Power and LLT Trust to measure your links, to measure link strength and link trust. It's not sufficient to do only that. We have more than that. We have link velocity transfer, link detox risk. So don't believe that just by taking the free stuff that we have, and this is the point, I'm not selling you this. You don't need to pay me a dime, no dollar, no euro, no pound, no nothing. You get LLT Power and LLT Trust for free on the browser toolbars that we have. And you have the LLT Power, Trust extension, or the LLT research toolbar, where you can see LLT Power and LLT Trust for free for every website that you visit. And when you Google something, you would get that embedded in your search results. We push down the knowledge graph a little bit here and embed all those metrics as you might know them from other browser extensions. Okay. The important part is you get LLT Power and LLT Trust for free from us. No need to buy anything, no need to pay, no commitments, no contracts, no sign up, no nothing. But please do yourself a favor and do me a favor, do your clients a favor, and do not use Moz DAPA alone for measurement, because they are too inaccurate, too imprecise, too nice for sellers. Okay? That's my call to action. My name is Christoph Kemper, founder of the Link Research Tools, and this was a quick but very important announcement regarding Moz DA and PA. And Ren Fishkin is a great guy, and I love him, and we've been friends for over 10 years, but he says himself he wants to build a better link product because the current one is not big enough. That's what it is. And so the cat is out of the bag. Thank you very much, and I wish you a great day. Bye-bye.